Our gospel lesson today comes from the 9th chapter of John's gospel. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Teacher, his disciples asked him, "Why was this man born blind? Was it the result of his own sins or those of his parents?" "It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins," Jesus replied. "He was born blind so that the power of God could be seen in him." All of us must quickly carry out the task assigned to us by the one who sent me, because there is little time left before the night falls and all work comes to an end. But while I am still here in the world, I am the light of the world. Then he spit on the ground and made mud with saliva and smoothed the mud over the blind man's eyes. And he told him, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. His neighbors and others who knew him as a blind beggar asked each other, "Is this the same man, that beggar?" Some said he was, and others said, "No, but he surely looks like him." The beggar kept saying, "I am the same man." They asked, "Who healed you? What happened?" He told them, "The man they called Jesus made mud and smoothed it over my eyes and told me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash off the mud.' I went and washed, and now I can see." "So where is he now?" they asked. "I don't know," he replied. Then they took the man to the Pharisees. Now, as happened, Jesus had healed the man on the Sabbath. The Pharisees asked the man all about it. He told them, "He smoothed the mud over my eyes, and when it was washed away, I could see." Some of the Pharisees, "This man Jesus is not from God, for he is working on the Sabbath." Others said, "But how could an ordinary sinner do such miraculous signs?" So there was a deep division of opinion among them. Then the Pharisees once again questioned the man who had been blind and demanded, "This man who opened your eyes, who do you say that he is?" The man said, "I think he must be a prophet." The leaders wouldn't believe he had been blind, so they called in his parents and they asked them, "Is this your son? Was he born blind? If so, how can he see?" His parents replied, "We know this is our son and that he was born blind, but we don't know how he can see or who healed him. He is old enough to speak for himself. Ask him." They said this because they were afraid of the leaders who had announced that if anyone said Jesus was the Messiah, they would be expelled from the synagogue. And that's why they said, "He's old enough to speak for himself. Ask him." For a second time, they called in the man who had been blind and told him, "Give glory to God by telling the truth, because we know Jesus is a sinner." "I don't know whether he is a sinner," the man replied, "but I know this. I was blind and now I see." "But what did he do?" they asked. "How did he heal you?" "Look," the man exclaimed, "I told you once. Didn't you listen? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" Then they cursed him and said, You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know God spoke to Moses, but as for this man, we don't know anything about him." "Why, that's very strange," the man replied. "He healed my eyes, and yet you don't know anything about him. Well, God doesn't listen to sinners, but he is ready to hear those who worship and do his will. Never since the world began has anyone been able to open the eyes of someone born blind. If this man were not from God, he couldn't do it." "You were born in sin," they answered. "Are you trying to teach us?" And they threw him out of the synagogue. Spiritual blindness. When Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man answered, "Who is he, sir? Because I would like to." "You have seen him," Jesus said, "and he is speaking to you." "Yes, Lord," the man said, "I believe." And he worshiped Jesus. Then Jesus told him, "I have come to judge the world. I have come to give sight to the blind and to show those who think they see that they are blind." The leaders were standing there and heard him and asked, "Are you saying that we are blind?" Jesus replied, "If you were blind, you wouldn't be guilty. But you remain guilty because you claim you can see." May God add understanding to the reading of that word. Join me in a moment of prayer. May the words of my mouth and meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable into your sight, and may those things said this morning that are true be engraved upon every heart. Anything said that is false, may it be quickly forgotten and cause no harm. In your name we very humbly pray. Amen. I have a confession to make to you as I read that text. I feel sorry for the man born blind. I feel sorry for him because he did nothing wrong, and through no fault of his own, he has been cast out of the very community that he was a part of for his entire life. And I feel sorry for him because his mother and father threw him under the proverbial bus. When they were asked about their son, they basically said, go ask him. He's of age. He's an adult. Now, all of the letters in the New Testament and all of the Gospels were written to a particular group of people at a particular time in a particular place dealing with a particular situation. And so what's going on here in John's Gospel? We know this much from historical fact. John's Gospel was probably not written before 90 AD. It may have been written as late as 110 AD, a full generation or generation and a half after the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus. We also know that the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD, a full 40 years after the crucifixion of Jesus. We know that Jesus was a Jew, that his disciples were all Jews, that the earliest Christian community was Jewish, that they maintained their Jewish traditions. They worship on the Sabbath, which is Saturday, and then they gather together again to worship on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, the day of resurrection. They lived in both communities. But then as the early Christian church became more and more Gentile, There began to be conflict, and eventually the Jewish Christians and the Jews parted ways. John is written in part in reaction to that, blaming the Jews, but in John's Gospel he's really saying the enemies of Jesus, because John knew that Jesus was Jewish and the disciples were Jewish. So there was a division within the community. But I got a question for you. Who was blind in the gospel reading? The man born blind or the leaders? I submit to you that it was the leaders. And they were blinded by one of three things. Well, actually, they were blinded by one thing. And it is seen in the exchange in which they say to the man born blind, you are a disciple of his. We are disciples of Moses. They were blinded by their tradition, by the way they had always done things. They were blinded because they could not see God doing something new in their very midst. They were blinded by their laws and their regulations. This is the way we do things around here, and what he did does not fit into that. We do not heal on the Sabbath, and the fact that he healed on the Sabbath shows that he is not one of us. And if he is not one of us, he cannot be of God. But we see a different blindness in the Old Testament lesson. God says to the prophet Samuel, how long will you mourn Saul? He's finished. He is not going to be the king any longer. We are going to anoint a new king. So get over it and move on. How many times are we blinded by the past? I catch myself doing this time and time again. I am of a certain age when there has never been a better pitching rotation than Koufax and Drysdale and Sutton with the Dodgers. Or a killer row of hitters than Mantle and Maris and Berra with the Yankees. But then those of an older age remember Lou Gehrig and the Babe and DiMaggio. Oh, back when, in the good old days, blinded by the past. We can't leave the past. How long are you going to mourn Saul? He's done. How long are you going to try to live back there? We're here. And then in one of my favorite passages, the epistle passage that Beth read to you a few moments ago. Some of us are blinded by sleep. Awake, O sleeper, Paul said, for the day has dawned. How many of us sleepwalk through life? We stay in our own comfort zone. We listen to news commentators that agree with us. Our Facebook friends are those who agree with us. We go to our nice homes, send our kids to our nice schools, go to our nice community events. And all the while, we have blinders on to the world around us. And yet, God calls us to be the body of Christ in a world that is too broken. I once was blind, but now I see. I think that the gospel lessons today and the epistle and the Old Testament ask us to open our eyes that we may see. And in the season of Lent, on this fourth Sunday of Lent, it may do us good to look, do a careful personal inventory and look at our areas of blindness. For our blindness is found in the areas where we are most comfortable. Jesus said, in this world you shall have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. To the glory of God, both now and forevermore. Amen.